One of the things I want to talk about today is a real breakthrough in artificial intelligence. And I'm so excited about this because it's designed to help companies know what's going on with their sales teams and help the sales teams, but doesn't require the sales team to do any work.
All right, you Industrial Talk podcast listeners, that gentleman's name is Adam Honig. He is the CEO of Spiro.ai, and he is talking AI or artificial intelligence. And the ability to leverage technology to improve your bottom line, that's what he is all about. That's what this podcast is all about. Enjoy the interview with Adam Honig, CEO of Spiro.ai.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. Thank you. Thank you for joining. Really appreciate it. I'm honored. I'm humbled. You can only imagine. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We've got a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Adam Honig. He's going to be talking tech, baby, and how to improve your bottom line. I'm excited about it. So let's get going. Yeah, I'm pretty doggone excited about this conversation, as I am with all of the interviews. You can only imagine. This one's tech. This is AI. This is improving your bottom line. I love sales, marketing, branding. This was great. But before we get going,
tailgate talk number one.
Okay, I'm a big fan of Reliability Web. Everybody knows that is Reliability Web. And I want you to get your calendars out, because if you're an asset management professional, maintenance, Reliability Conference is for you. And this is May 6th through the 10th, Bellevue, Washington, Seattle area. And I went to the one last year. It was fantastic. It was phenomenal. And so anyway, Reliability, put that on your calendar, Reliability Conference, May 6th through the 10th. Important event if you're a reliability professional.
Number two.
All right. Safety professionals out there, you safety professionals need to go to safeopedia.com. That is a platform that is really focused and dedicated to you. It is free. The content is free, and it's voluminous, man. It's a lot. So if you're a safety professional or thinking about getting into safety or just want to be safe, Safeopedia is for you. So that wraps that up. But so let's get going with the interview. His name is Adam Honig. He is the CEO, absolutely, of Spiro AI. And you know, for me personally, I'm all about sales, marketing, branding for the industrial space. And this tech is pretty cool because it helps business owners to know how to follow up, what to do, and it gently pings you. And it's a great use of AI technology. So you listeners out there, enjoy the interview. This is Adam Honig, CEO of Spiro.ai. Enjoy. All right. Welcome, Adam. This is Adam Honig, and he's with Spiro.ai. How are you doing? Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Glad that you are here.
Thanks, Scott. I'm super excited to be here as well.
Very, very good. Hey, for the listeners out there, now this is something I'm very passionate about, and that's, of course, sales, marketing, branding, and this real focus in on sales. And so you Industrial Talk listeners, you need to listen to this because it's going to be a good one, because we're going to be leveraging technology for this one too as well. For the listeners out there, Adam, give us a little 411 on who you are, because I've looked at you on the LinkedIn stat card, and you got some pretty decent street cred. So let us know what you got going on.
Thanks. So we're going to talk a little bit about artificial intelligence and stuff like that today, but I want to let you know that I'm a salesperson by background and trade. And nothing we're going to talk about today is super technical, because that's not the way that I roll typically, but my background is in sales, and I was lucky enough to be a founder of a company that went public, and I ran sales for that company, and I've started a number of different companies since then. And the company, so I'm now the CEO of a company called Spiro, which is all about breathing new life into this old technology that we call CRM, Scott. It's terrorist, the worst thing ever. I know. I was at a conference the other day, and I asked a room full of salespeople how much they like their CRM. Somebody threw something at me. It was like negative. And the sad part about all of this for me is that my last company was one of the largest CRM consulting firms worldwide. And I sold that business in 2012. You know, and we worked with Charles Schwab and helped them with all of their CRM and Abbott Labs. And these companies would spend millions of dollars on CRM every year. And then guess what? Nobody would use it. And it was just like this terrible experience. It was, you know, it's great to have customers and generate money and stuff like that. But if they don't like the product that you're delivering to them, it just leaves you with this hollow feeling, you know? And so after I sold my last company, you know, I had sort of this moment that sometimes, you know, those of us who are entrepreneurs have. And for me, it happened at the movies. And what happened is I saw this movie called Her. Have you ever seen that movie, Scott?
Isn't that Joaquin?
Yeah. So Joaquin
Phoenix
like downloads a new app on his phone, which is played by the voice of Scarlett Johansson. And Scarlett Johansson like guides him through his day, advises him what to do. He falls in love with her. It gets kind of crazy, whatever. I'm watching this movie and I'm like, you know what? I think they're onto something here. Salespeople don't need CRM. They need Scarlett Johansson telling them what to do all day. And I called up my CTO, Andy, and I'm like, I know, we're going to build Scarlett Johansson. And he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And so that's kind of how we got into this whole Spiro thing.
Now, I got to ask the question, like, why Spiro? I mean, so, it's interesting. Yeah.
So Spiro, we take our name from the Latin word spirare, which means to breathe.
Oh, we're not going to get.
I know. For all of your, Latin.
Talk speakers. About CRM and the technology, but I'm going to go into the Latin. Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Look, this is my fourth company. You need to come up with a name. It's a hard thing.
You got to find the domain.
Exactly. You need a good name. And so we're like all kinds of crazy names. We're like my business partner Andy, who's my CTO. He's Venezuelan, so he speaks Spanish. Oh. And so he's like Aspirito, and I'm like, well, what's that? He's like, well, it means to breathe. And we're like, okay, well, that won't work. But what about just Spiro? And we're like, oh, it's got this Latin root, whatever. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to breathe new life into this terrible technology. So that's why we have the name Spiro. And I'll tell you, we are very, very popular with the Greek American community. So our mailman, for example, his name is Spiro, and we are his favorite business that he delivers packages to every day. Spiro, hey, how's it going? You know, and anytime we're at a trade show, they're like, hey, Spiro, my name's Spiro. Can I have a t-shirt? You know, so if we were only selling to the Greek community, we would kill it.
It's just off the charts. You know, I might as well just go public right now. But that's not, wow. That is very cool. And I do like the image that the word Spiro provides, and that is breathing new life. And because I've had the experience of having somewhat limited success when it comes to CRMs and ERPs, and they're just big, they're huge. And then once you don't have buy-in, once your team, your organization, whatever it might be, they're not embracing the technology, you forget it. You're right. Going to be, it's like day two, you're already behind the eight ball and you're not getting anything done.
So you ever see those TV commercials where they're like, if we were honest, we would say this kind of thing. Yeah. And so like, if you were honest and you were selling CRM, you'd be like, I've got this great idea. We've got a product that's going to track everything you do so your boss can micromanage you and cause you to do extra work every day. How about it? Do you want to try it? It sounds great.
Yeah, especially with the sales community, which were just a bunch of, hey, let's go. Yeah, I'll go out there. No, they're just sort of flying by the seat of the pants typically. But that's not the way it can happen. If you truly want to be able to build your business, grow your business, increase sales, market, whatever, you're going to have some discipline. You're going to have to deploy technology. And that's why this particular conversation is so interesting to me, because I've come to the realization that in the industrial world, Adam, we've typically grown. I dug this ditch and I've been a good ditch digger for the many years. And then all of a sudden I'm a bigger ditch digger and I have a great technology with backhoes. but I never progressed the overall business and how to leverage technology. And today, technology, from a cost point of view, from an ease of use point of view, from an implementation point of view, has never been easier, and it has never been more cost effective. Mm-hmm. You agree?
I totally agree. And you know,
thank you. And that's the end of the podcast. I want to end on a high note.
And but for industrial companies, you know, I think that there's some real serious challenges that they have.
Yep.
Often, you know, you have a field-based sales team. You know, they're traveling around. You know, there's a lot of things that they need to do, and you know, you can't layer more admin work on the sales team and expect them to get stuff done. It's just not going to happen.
And that has always been the biggest challenge. So right. You want me to drive out to, you know, this place and meet with this guy, and then I've got to and do more admin work when I come back to my, you know, small hotel room and I'm beat.
Exactly.
It's human.
So that's a primary challenge that we're trying to address with Spiro is, you know, how do you, and I really think of it as help the sales team. How do you have data that says, hey, what can I do to help, you know, move deals forward faster without placing a burden on the sales team to have to like basically become typists, you know, at the end of the day?
They hate that. You're absolutely correct. And once again, what fascinates me about your technology is the fact that, you know, you're trying to remove all of the points that everybody sort of pushes back on from the field, in-house, whatever. I was brought on board to cut deals and sell, not sit there and, you know, Joe and I had this conversation and he was interested in and do that on a cell phone.
Exactly. So our vision is really like with Scarlett Johansson, if there could be a technology that was just riding shotgun with the sales team, taking all their notes for them, logging what happened and give them relevant advice at the right time, boy, wouldn't that be something? That wouldn't even be CRM. It would be something totally different.
I think you misnamed your company. Can't use Scarlett Johansson. But you could say Johansson.ai or Scarlett.ai.
When we first started the business, she was having a baby, so she wasn't available. We tried to get her involved in the project, but she had some other, you know, Avengers movies to work on, or I don't know.
Pressing demands.
I know, exactly.
So where do we go? What do we talk about here? So we're going to, the second part of our conversation or our interview is going to start talking a little bit about the tactics associated with trying to stay organized and the bottom line value associated with that for companies. But where do you see it all going? Here's the pushback. Been to a number of conferences. We talk about AI. Apparently that is a term of extreme interest, as well as machine learning and so on. But everybody is sort of still have that raised eyebrow type of look of say, I don't know about that. Will the machines begin running the world? What do you see? Where do you see it going there?
So it's amazing. So people ask me about all this all the time with AI. It's like, are we going to be in the Terminator? And so let me give you an example of something that we've been working on for about a year, and we're getting ready to release this. Spiro, when you make a phone call, it's going to listen to what you're saying. And when you say, hey, Scott, I'm going to follow up with you next Tuesday, it's going to know enough from the conversation to create a reminder for you to do exactly that. This has taken us like a year to make this happen, and we're going to go live with it. I'm super excited. So imagine how hard it would be to get a robot to like plot world domination, you know, if that level of AI, you know, is so hard to do. So it's AI is fabulous, but it's really just a very fast way of matching data. You know, it can look through a lot of data very quickly. That's at the end of the day, that's all that it means. You know, there's nothing sinister about it.
But the overall, and I believe, or I guess you have a better handle of this. But in the future, whether industrial listeners out there, you either begin to embrace and figure it out, or somebody will embrace and figure it out, and they will move past you because this genie has definitely been pulled from that bottle, and it's going to continue to evolve, grow, but I know what your guys are trying to do, and in the sense that if I'm in sales, which I love sales. And I'm out there and I'm trying to, you know, press the flash, you know, try to find opportunities, prospects, customers, do the all of that stuff. And if there's a tool that sort of takes care of all that administrative stuff, I'm all in.
Yep.
Because I truly believe that still important to be able to collect that information. Oh, but sure. I don't want to do it. I'll let somebody else do it.
But think about it this way. You know, another movie. I'm a big movie fan. So think about Iron Man. You know, he's got the suit and he's got the heads up display, and maybe pretty he cool. gets to talk to Gwyneth Paltrow or whatever. Who cares? Yeah. And so at any rate, he's got the little display that gives him like the heads up on what's happening. Right. So when we collect all that data about the conversations you're having, the emails you're having, the calendar appointments you have, we can put on that heads up display, hey, don't forget to call John. Or it notices the gaps in your communication. And I know, Scott, you would never forget a prospect. But if you never. Did, Spiro would know that you forgot that one prospect and would say, hey, what about Bob? You forgot to call Bob. You know, and we'd be like, oh, shoot. So when we first started Spiro, we rolled out the first version of the product. We installed it on this lady's phone. And it went through all of her emails and tried to figure out what was going on for her. And it immediately popped them up message and said, you need to call Mark. And we're like in the midst of like trying to train her and getting, she's like, I got to call Mark. And she like picked up the phone and she's like, I can't believe I forgot to call this guy, blah, blah, blah. And like, this is Whoa. Like real life salespeople. You're juggling all these different prospects and all these different yeah. things that are going on. And you focus that one big deal, but what about the other ones? You know? And so that's one of the things that Spiro does with all that data. And then it'll just push a message to you and say, hey, don't forget about this, you know, based upon the context of all that data.
I think that's so cool. I think I remember somebody asking me a question about AI. I said, you know what AI is going to be really good at? Removing mundane tasks from you.
Yes.
And so it makes you, through technology, more efficient, focusing on stuff that's more important, as opposed to missing those important items because you're too busy doing admin stuff.
Right. And I think it's really important that to say that AI, I don't think that AI is ever going to replace salespeople, you know, because, you know, I fundamentally believe that buyers never have enough time to get a full enough picture of the facts. And so they have to rely upon you and your relationship and the service that you're going to provide to them to help fill in the gaps. Right. And the AI can't do that. And so if the technology can support you so that you can spend more of your time on that relationship, you know, that's going to be a big winner.
Yeah, geez. Man, I'm already sold and we haven't even talked about price, man. I was like, yeah, I like this. So this is a good time to break. We're going to be breaking right now. We're talking with Adam Honig. Spiro is the company. We're talking pretty cool tech stuff. The next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the ways of becoming organized, because you as a sales professional, I don't care what it is, you're not organized, because I am not organized either. And I know if I was organized, I'd be better at closing more deals. So stay tuned. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
There's only one place I go when I'm interested in learning about reliability, asset management, and maintenance, and that is ReliabilityWeb.com. Their platform, their focus, their commitment to reliability is second to none. They want to build a culture of reliability in your organization, and they provide the content to support that. Go out to ReliabilityWeb.com. Reach out to them. You will not be disappointed. If you're an asset management, maintenance, reliability professional, this is the only place for you to go. That's ReliabilityWeb.com. They're building a culture of reliability. All right, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're talking with Adam Honig. He's with Spiro AI, .AI. Love that name. My God. And then we've been talking a lot about AI, how that artificial intelligence technology can really help you improve your sales, bottom line value, all fantastic. But we're going to go into something that's a little bit more tactical right now. And we're going to talk about six ways to stay organized in sales. And I know that I'm creative and it's hard for me to stay organized. So I'm looking forward to this. So let's talk a little bit about that, Adam. What can we do as a sales organization or people, professionals, to stay more organized?
So, well, this is something I've focused a lot on in my career, and I have the fundamental belief that salespeople who are more organized will sell more. And it comes down to being as simple as not forgetting things, you know? And so when I work with new salespeople, you know, there's a number of things that we really emphasize. And I want to point out, we've built a lot of these techniques right into the Spiro product, but you don't need the product to be more organized. I mean, it helps you be organized, but you can do these things on your own. I practice them myself, you know, every day.
And, I got to tell you, you were right on the money. You were on this podcast. I like it. Because you're organized. Plus, I sent you another email.
but so what I do, and I recommend that you do, is, you know, when you're getting up and your mind is clear, maybe you're having your first cup of coffee, I make a list of everybody that I'm going to call that day. Like, I know, you know, the five people that I really need to get a hold of that day, and I know I write right next to the list what I'm trying to accomplish on that call. Mm-hmm. You know, and because I know that, you know, when I get somebody on the phone 1 o'clock, you know, many hours later in the day, maybe I'm not going to exactly remember. You ever have that moment? You finally got the person on the phone and you're like, holy crap, what am I supposed to talk about?
I'm 57. It happens all the time.
So you write down, you know, everybody you need to call every day and put down the outcome that you're trying to achieve. Now, the other thing that I always recommend you do right at the beginning.
Hold on, I gotta interrupt. That's number one.
That's number one.
Good. It's number one. Number one, write down and what your outcome needs to be. Got it.
Exactly. You know, and number two, you know, for me is confirming meetings. And this is something that's just basic sales hygiene. You know, you've got an automated system to do it. That's awesome. But we've got a meeting. I've got two meetings coming up tomorrow. I don't want to be wasting my time preparing for those meetings, maybe traveling to those meetings without, you know, a confirmation that that meeting is actually going to happen, whether it's a call or what have you. And I know that there are some people who say, oh, don't confirm, because then maybe people are going to say, oh, you know what, it's not really the right time for me to, you know, have that conversation or whatever. But I would rather know that ahead of time, you know, than to be surprised, you know, right at the moment of the meeting. So point two is always confirm, you know, your meeting right away. Clear on that?
Yeah. Because I'm going to sit there and I'm going to regurgitate all of this. And yes, I said regurgitate. Go look it up. Go ahead.
So number three is, you know, I highly recommend that you create some sort of special process, whether it's in your inbox, in your email, or in a CRM or whatever, to make sure that you get back to leads, any inbound leads, as quickly as possible. And, you know, so there's a lot of research that shows that, you know, the first salesperson to respond to a prospect is almost always the one who wins the deal. And some of that has to do with the fact that often there is not a second salesperson who responds to a prospect, but just the fact of responding quickly actually gives the prospect a signal, sort of a subliminal signal that you really care about what this is. And, you know, in sales, showing people that you care and you're really committed to helping them with something is incredibly important. So point three, you know, definitely, you know, jump on your leads right away.
Love it. And definitely a process associated with that. I love it. Okay, four.
Number four, which is totally related to number three, which is don't respond to any of those other emails, all that internal emails and you got to get out of this email response.
It's huge. It's huge.
Absolutely. So you need a way to say, these are the really important customer prospect things I need to get back to right away, and then just let everything else go. And sometimes
that is hard. That's real hard.
So here's the thing. I freak people out because my inbox, I have like 11,000 unread emails in my inbox. I don't care. You know, like, that's just like, I know what I need to do today. You know, I've got my list here of everything that I'm doing today. Right. And that's what I'm doing. You email me. It's important to you. It's not important to me. It's not on my list. I got to get these five people on the phone. And I got to make the wheels of commerce turn. You know what I'm saying?
I coin it inbox noise. Get away from it. Don't do it. And focus on the value. I don't even know how you quantify that. I don't even know how many people just waste time dealing with inbox noise and forget or don't address the stuff that really is, you know, bottom line value.
Well, you know, there's a thing about email that it feels good. Somebody sent you something, you respond, and you're like, hey, I did something. Okay, well, you did something. That's great. I don't really care. Like, did you get that guy on the phone or woman on the phone that you really need to talk to make something happen? No, you just replied to an email, you know, so that, you know, for me. And what's really related to that is I always try to tell my sales teams, and this is not one of the official ways to stay organized, but it's sort of a related tip. And by the way, we've published our 44 best sales tips in a different guide. I'm happy to give you a link to later.
So yes, you will, because that's important. I want
but,
that.
But one of our tips is if a prospect asks you for something, never send it to them an email. Hey, they say, hey, I'd really like the specification for, you know, this model or something like that. Don't just be like, hey, here's the PDF. There you go. Send them an email that says, hey, I've got it. I'd love to step you through it. Can we have 5 minutes on the phone to kind of go through it? Because you need to have a relationship and build trust That's with these all. People. You can't do it by sending them a PDF. No. So you got to get out of this email game. This is a losing proposition for salespeople.
You're speaking my language, baby. Number five.
All right. Number five is keep your calendar up to date. Everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got a calendar on it. You know, invite your prospects to meetings. You know, get it on your calendar. Be very scheduled about how you're doing things. And related to that is block time on your calendar for things that you know you need to do. You need to get that proposal out. Put time on your calendar for it. You need to develop a presentation. Whatever you need to do, organize your life with your calendar so that you don't have to think later, hey, what was that thing I was supposed to be doing at this time?
Boy, I like it. I like it.
And then in the last point, which is also, you know, this is, you might be listening to this podcast and you might say to yourself, this is all, you know, basic stuff. This is so basic what you're saying, but I'm telling you, I've spoken with thousands of salespeople and they forget to do this all the time. Okay. Keep contact information always with you. Okay, you get somebody's email, put it in your phone, create a contact, write it in your book, do whatever you need to do, because you might get an email from that very prospect and you might be like, holy cow, I need to give them a call right now. And if they don't have their phone number and their email signature, what are you going to do? So always have that information at your fingertips. If you're super organized and you've got all of that there, I guarantee you, you're going to be, you know, one of the better performers at your company.
I got to tell you, those are great points. And you listeners out there, you might think, okay, they're simple, but I guarantee you, for lack of a better term, compliance is somewhat loosey-goosey. So let's go back through it real quick. We're going to write a list of our customers, prospects, who we're going to contact, and we want to be able to sort of pull out those outcomes, those expectations. That's number one. Number two, we're going to confirm meetings right away. Boom. Confirm meetings right away. Important. Boom, make that happen. And then we're going to have that special process for prospects and leads. Focus on those. Make those happen. Number four, don't respond to all that stuff that's going on in your inbox. Stay focused on the job at hand and closing deals and bottom line stuff. That's the cold hard facts. That is truth right there, baby. Keep your calendar up to date. And then number six, let's keep those contacts with you at all times. I got to tell you, man, I fail at number six quite a bit. And nothing's worse than when I see a call coming in and it's like, oh, I wonder who that is. I don't know.
Louisville, Kentucky. Who do I know in Louisville? I know somebody there.
Yeah, happens all the time. Now, let's take those very valid points, those very important points for sales, slip them into Spiro. Now, I'm sitting here, I'm going, God, I don't want to write a list. I don't want to write a list. I'm not doing well with my confirmation of these meetings and so on and so forth. Tell me how Spiro will help me do those six things better without the pain.
So Spiro, one of the main things that Spiro does, and people love this, is it has a feature that we call the assistant. And it literally creates your to-do list for you every day. It looks at all of your deals. It looks at all of your prospects. It sees the last time you called Scott. And it's like, well, based upon the history of calling, we think you should call Scott. You know, and then, you know, it goes through all of the other people you should be doing. And it always, by the way, Scott, it always recommends a call first. It's always recommending calls. And if I'm calling you and I'm calling you and I'm leaving you a voicemail, Spiro knows that. Eventually, it's going to recommend an email. You know, and it suggests the right email. Because maybe it's, hey, I've got some information I'd really love to talk. Or maybe it's what we call the email buried email, which is something to kind of, prod the prospect into getting back to you in certain situations. So it has context sensitive recommendations about what you should be doing.
Let me ask the question, scripts. Yeah. Does Spiro and your tech, and one of the challenges that I see with organizations is having a consistent message and, that addresses, pushback, whatever. Does Spiro have an ability to be able to provide scripts? Like, hey, you might want to have this conversation.
It doesn't have, so when you say script, I hear kind of a written out way that the conversation would go. So it doesn't have that, but it does suggest appropriate next steps. And so when you have a good call, and Spiro always says to you, hey, how'd it go? And you can select good, okay, or poor every time. And by the way, salespeople, 90% of everybody's calls are good because we're just very optimistic in sales. But at any rate, so you tell Spiro how the call went, and then it, based upon where you are in the sales process, it's going to pop up. What do you think the next step is? It might be giving them a quote. It might be, getting more people, involved in the process or whatever. And you select that. And then when the reminder comes up for you, it says, hey, Scott, remember you called Joe and you said you need to, get more people on the line. So it's learning from the past interaction to suggest the next step. So it's not exactly a script, but it's kind of in the same direction.
Well, see, but that's, geez. To me, it's like living a dream, because I want everybody to know I am not perfect. And a lot of these things I didn't do well. And in fact, all of them I've struggled with in the past. So this is a fabulous, solution or tool or whatever you want to call it. I mean,
So it doesn't take artificial intelligence to do some of these things either. Like, we see that you've got a meeting coming up with somebody, so we're going to pop up that something that says, hey, click this button, and we'll send an email reminding them of this meeting that you have. Why doesn't every program do that?
Exactly. Well, you should have seen, the invite that I sent you is all automated, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason I did that is because I got tired of this. Hey, Scott, I want to be on your podcast. Well, great. When would you like to do it? I don't know. When would you like to do it? And it's like right off the bat, I'm not having that conversation. You tell me what it is, and then we'll automate it, and then we'll just go from there, and I'll just free up my time. And it's the automation element of what technology brings to the table is stunning, and I love it.
Let's get back to this other thing, which is such a big inhibitor. Like, so many industrial companies, they say, listen, Scott, this is great, and you're a tech savvy person, and maybe you can make all of this stuff happen and whatever.
It wore me out.
My sales team, who's selling saws all around Oklahoma, can't do that. And, so the trick is to make a product that, like I said before, doesn't need to be used. It's just like, imagine if you're getting an email from the product reminding you to follow up with the meeting, or an email asking you, hey, how did that meeting with Acme Company go? And all you do is reply to the email, and it starts the process of understanding what happened from there. So this paradigm, this approach that software companies take, where there's like a box that you got to type stuff into, that's just broken. And so we've totally made it so you don't have to do any of that stuff.
I think that is just, and this is a great time to break. I'm sorry. I'd love to keep on talking, and I'm sure people would probably continue, but I've got a break. So we're talking with Anub Honig, with Spiro, and we're talking solutions, quite frankly, industrial solutions from a sales perspective. Love it. Now, you guys got to hold on, you listeners out there, because we're going to figure out how to get a hold of Adam, because you need to get a hold of him, because he's a special guy. So, nonetheless, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you industrial companies out there, did you know 75% of all users do not click past the first page of their search engine results? 75%. I'm one of them. 60% of all users click on the top three websites in their results. I'm also one of those. So bluntly stated, If you're not focused on SEO and optimizing your website with technology that makes you a success, you're missing out on opportunity. I use Bliss Drive. They're a wonderful team that is passionate about you, your success, and they stay current in this world of SEO. So if you want to get noticed, it's SEO. If you want to gain more leads, it's SEO. If you want to generate more revenue, it's SEO. And if you want to stand out in this world of sameness, industrial sameness, it's SEO. Bliss Drive is the company for you. Go to blissdrive.com, find out more. They're wonderful. You will not be disappointed. All right, let's wrap it up. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Adam Honig is the guest. Adam Honig is providing a lot of insight and wisdom for you listeners out there. Spiro is the company. So I looked at you out on LinkedIn, and you're pretty active. And you also are active on Twitter, which I appreciate you giving the shout out out there, man. That was pretty doggone cool.
Yeah, no worries.
Because it's like, hey, what? Heck, somebody's going on my podcast. I better respond to that. So anyway, let's some of the listeners will say, hey, I want to know about that 44. I want to know about how do I get a demonstration? What do I need to do? Where do I need to go? Make it simple for me because you're an AI person. So where do they go?
Yeah. So, you know, my company is Spiro and our website is at spiro.ai. And we actually put up a special page for listeners of the Industrial Talk podcast. So it's spiro.ai/industrial. And right on that page, Scott, what we did is we put a sign up for our blog and we publish two or three, you know, very straightforward sales tips every week. You know, some very important topics like the 7 reasons why everybody should marry a salesperson or the 6 most important negotiating tactics and stuff like that, you know, a couple times a week.
Yep.
We've also put our best-selling ebook, which is called The 44 Most Important Sales Tips Ever, right up there for people to be able to get. That there's some of the stuff that I've talked about on the podcast come from that. And of course, if you're interested in seeing Spiro, the AI CRM in action, you can sign up for a free demo with one of our product specialists right there on the page and select a time that works for you and, you know, check it out and see how it might be of assistance to your business. So that's spiro.ai/industrial is definitely where to get all of that.
All right. So I have the landing page right in front of me. Yes, he does look like the picture that's on the landing page. And you can subscribe, download, and you can also request a demo. I love it. Make it easy. I will put this link out on industrialtalk.com so that you listeners out there have no excuses on how to get a hold of Adam in a big way. Because I'll tell you right now, Adam, I'm very bullish on technology and the use of technology in a way that truly helps businesses grow. And if you're not doing it, and listen to me out there, industrial businesses, if you're not trying to figure out some industrial solutions for you, or technology solutions for your industry, somebody is, and they're going to pass you up. It's just that real.
Yep.
No, you agree with that?
It's happening.
All right. And they could get a hold of you out on industrial, or in, or go right into my old spiel. Go to LinkedIn, right? They can find you out there.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter. Adam Honig is not the most popular name in the whole world, so I come up pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know what I've been fighting? I've been fighting that Scott McKenzie who passed away, who's saying I'm going to San Francisco on Google. I can never get above him to save my life. And he's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
And he spells his name wrong. Mine's M-A-C, his is M-C, but I still can't beat him.
Maybe it's time to record a new version of the song.
Listen, Google, I'm out here. Yeah, me. Note to self, maybe that I should do that.
There you go.
Hey, Adam, wonderful. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining. This has been just an absolute wonderful time. You listeners out there, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. I'm going to continue to say, hey, get a hold of Adam on the other side. But thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Adam, you have a great day.
Scott, yourself too.
Thank you.
Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. All right, you Industrial Talk listeners out there, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. I want to give a great shout out to Adam Honig. Thank you very much for spending your time with Industrial Talk, sharing a lot of wisdom, a lot of incredible solutions for our industrial listeners. Thank you very much. That's Adam Honig, CEO of Spiro.ai. If you need to get a hold of me, go to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. I'm an open book. I want to talk to you. Just click on that little right-hand side. I think it's right-hand side, saying, hey, get a hold of me, and I will get a hold of you. So thank you. We were going to continue. Next week, I'm talking about SEO, search engine optimization for you, the industrial pro. So don't miss out on that one. That is a big one. If you want to be successful, you need SEO. So nonetheless, thank you. Be safe this week. And remember, I'm doing all these industrial dojos, these 6 minutes to industrial success. Listen to them. They're good little gems. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. And be safe. And I will talk to you later.